setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is the Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, Ken Coleman.
Coming to you live from Ramsey Studios in Nashville, I am Ken, and you are joining a conversation about who you are, what you were created to do, where you want to do it, and how you can get there. Yes, it's not political talk. You figured it out. Wait a second. This is a different kind of deal. Yeah. We're talking about your purpose. We're talking about what you were created to do in your work. So we're talking about your contribution. You were created to fill a unique role through your work in the workplace. Somebody out there needs you to be the best version of you. So all of a sudden it becomes, wait a second, this isn't about selfish ambition and making a bunch of money. We're all fine with making a bunch of money. This isn't about just achieving greatness so everybody can look at me and say, oh, you're great. No, this is about showing up and being who you're supposed to be, because that means you're going to bless others with the results of your work. That's what we're talking about. 844-747-2577 is the number. 844-747-2577. Let's go first to Esther, who's on the line in Eagan, Minnesota. Esther, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. I've been wanting to leave Minnesota to go to Texas for the past 2 years, but I've been redirected by people in my life that I respected, or I just cared way too much about their opinion. So right now I'm going to leave, and I don't get approval, so I can leave it until next week, most likely. And I've been also connecting with different teachers in the state to find teaching positions here. Uh-huh. So I'm just kind of looking for your suggestions. If being able to leave works, what would be your suggestion, being that I'm on a really tight time crunch? And then if not, what is your suggestion for kind of preparing myself?
Okay,
to
Esther,
be able to move?
Let's do this real quick. Can you move your phone closer to your mouth and talk to me? Let me see, because I'm having a hard time picking up some of the things you're saying. Let's try that.
Sure. Are you able to hear me now? Are you able to hear me now?
That's way better.
Okay.
So it's okay. I was trying really hard. I didn't want to interrupt you. Bottom line is, you want to move to a new state and be a teacher in another state. Is that right?
Yes. I'm on a tight time crunch, and I'm also in a lease. So I'm also asking, like, what would be your suggestion to prepare maybe while I'm waiting?
Okay. Did you say you're on a leave?
Lease.
Oh, on a lease. I am so sorry. I'm having the hardest time. Okay. So you're on a lease. Are you talking about your house, a car? What are we talking about?
Apartment.
Okay. And when do you have to be out?
Well, I won't be able to be out until next year. I asked them if I would be able to leave. They wouldn't be able to give me approval until next week.
Okay. And so you want advice on what specifically?
So if being able to leave works, what would be your suggestion for finding teaching positions on a tight time crunch out of state? Or what would be your advice for staying here and still applying for teaching positions here in Minnesota?
What would you rather do? Because what I'm trying to understand is this lease. Mm-hmm. Did you say that you can't get out of it? They're not allowing you to get out of the lease until next year?
I asked them, and they won't be able to give me approval or denial if I can leave until next week.
So you got to wait about a week.
Possible.
I got you.
It may be possible, but she'll have to ask the higher management.
Okay. I got you. Now, forget the lease for a moment. Do you want to leave your area? Is the out-of-state thing something that you really are looking forward to?
For the past 2 years, yeah. I really do want to leave Minnesota.
Okay. So that helps me understand. That's really the driver. And we know that you want to be a teacher.
Yeah.
Okay. The issue is, what happens if they tell you a week from now that they're not going to let you out of the lease? That really puts you in a financial crunch that you probably can't handle, correct?
I will still be able to stay on it, on the lease, financially.
So, okay, but if I'm understanding correctly, if they say no, you can't get out of your lease, and you want to move to another state, you're going to be able to afford the current lease plus your new living arrangements.
No, I'll still be able to stay on the lease. I'll be able to afford where I'm living if they say that I can't get out of the lease. because I'll still have to stay here, basically, in this apartment.
Well, that's what I'm getting at.
And just
so my point is that keeps you where you are. So there is
exactly.
No, that's what I'm trying to get at. Okay, so the point is we got to wait until next week, but let's just play this out. If they say, yes, we're going to let you out of the lease, then you're in a situation where you're going, all right, it's all of my effort to try to land something in a new state, and you got some school systems aren't even sure if they're going to come back, right? Because of Corona, there's a lot up in the air. So there's a part of me that says, I don't know how, there's just no way for me to give you some predictable advice as to what could happen. But if I were you, I would be looking at the state and the locales that I want to move to. Do you have a list of places you want to go to, or are you just wide open right now?
I have Austin area. I have church connections there too. So
right.
I can ask someone if they know teachers. So
I'd be doing that now.
There.
As soon as you hang up with me, I'm all in on that.
Okay.
I'm going, is there anybody that's hiring positions in the Austin, Texas area? But at the same time, you got to go, what are the local school boards saying? What are these counties saying about going back to school? Just yesterday in our area, Nashville mayor said kids aren't going back in the classroom in the fall. But our Williamson County, which is our county outside of Nashville, said, we're going to leave it up to the parents. If you want to send your kid, we're going to teach them in the classroom. If you want to keep them home, we'll come up with a learning at home option. So there's a lot of up in the air. So I guess my point is I'd go all in on Austin and trying to get a gig. If you don't get a teaching gig, I would move to Austin and get a non-teaching job, even if it's two part-time jobs to equal a full one, because now that gets you in the area you want to be in. This is all if they will let you out of the lease.
Right, right.
Because if you want to get out of Minnesota, I say get out of Minnesota. I would not personally stay if I didn't have to. Now, if they say you've got to stay, guess what? You stay. And you know what you do? You put all of your energy into finding the right gig, and you get it lined up and ready to go so that when you're out of this lease in Minnesota, you're out of there. So that's what I would do. But if you get out of the lease, even if you don't get the teaching job, I would try to land a job or two in Austin, live with a girlfriend or some friends or whatever, cut your expenses way down and get in the community and develop roots. And in developing those roots there, you're going to get the full-time teaching job.
And then here, just keep applying to teaching positions, keep making my teaching connections in the meantime while I'm waiting to hear about that.
Okay. Yeah, but you're working, you know, but
preparing for next year. So if I do stay here, then taking the time to make those connections throughout this year. So that way I'm able to land something.
Yeah. Gives you more time and you really work your connections in Austin. Maybe you make a couple trips there, and you're talking to people face to face, doing interviews, and that gives you a landing strip that's much longer than right now. So I wouldn't feel pressure to get the teaching job. Try if you get out of this lease. Try to get it. But understand that's going to be really up in the air and not a great chance it's going to happen, but that's okay. I think ripping the Band-Aid off and going to Austin is the move because you'll get where you want to go. Don't move, folks. More Ken Coleman Show coming right up. What if you could be 100% confident that you're doing the right thing with your money? Well, folks, now you can with Ramsey Plus. We took our best tools and teaching and put them all together in one all-access membership. You'll learn the proven plan with Financial Peace University. You'll budget with the Every Dollar app, and you'll track your progress with the new Baby Steps app. Plus, you get a whole lot more. Go to kencoleman.com/plus and sign up for a free trial of Ramsey Plus today. That's kencoleman.com/plus. The Ken Coleman Show is here for you to help you get clear so you can get qualified, to help you get connected so you can get started on the path to the dream job. We're here to help you get promoted. We're here to help you get that dream job so that you give yourself away. That's what we're united around, is this belief that We're here to work to make a difference. Work isn't just something we do because we have to earn some money to be able to just afford the basics and make some memories and get some toys. So if you're stuck, this is your show. 844-747-2577. The proximity principle is the proven plan that will lead you to that dream job. The proximity principle says in order to do what you want to do, you've got to be around people that are doing it and in places where it is happening. Simple little truth. So you break that statement down to a really easy to understand mathematical formula. The right people plus the right places equals opportunity. You want to know how opportunities show up in your life? They show up when you're around the right people. Again, people that are doing what you want to do. Fill in the blank. And when you are in places where the work, the craft, other people doing what you want to do are hanging out. So the right people plus the right places equals opportunity. The best-selling book is now available at an unbelievable bundle price. The autographed hard copy of the book plus the ebook plus the audiobook, all $25. The Proximity Principle is available for you to not just read, but actually apply it. So go get it, kencoleman.com. 844-747-2577 is the number. Let's go to Larry in Birmingham, Alabama. Larry, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Thank you. Sounds like a lot of your traffic problems could be cured by moving to Leaper's Fork.
Yes, indeed. I love Leaper's Fork. I live right on the edge of Leaper's Fork, and there's no traffic there except for those darn cyclists. They like to get out on Saturday and Sunday mornings and clog the roads, but I digress. How can I help?
Thank you. Well, I'm going through a little bit of fear of failure and the pride-swallowing siege that I go through every day in becoming a coach in real estate.
Okay. Tell me what this fear is. Let's name it.
Fear of failure financially.
Yeah. Okay. So what would have to happen? Give me a couple of things that you would have to do. And maybe let's throw some external fears, some circumstances that would have to happen for you to fail financially.
I guess the biggest struggle is promoting myself to the real estate industry, the community, as a coach.
Right. No, I get that. But you didn't hear. What I'm doing is I'm deconstructing your fear for you. Tell me one or two actions that you would have to take that would then put you in a place of financial failure.
That would put me in a place of financial failure would be not having the students that I would need to coach.
Okay, but let's back that even further. What do you do for a living right now?
I'm in real estate.
Okay, but you're a realtor, correct?
Yes, I am.
All right. And you're successful, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. So what you're not catching is for you to fail financially would be for you to stop doing what you're doing now, put all of your eggs into the coaching business without any clients. Then you would fail and hurt yourself financially. True or false?
Yes.
Okay. So you understand my point. Your fear is based on you doing something irrational. Are you going to do something irrational?
No.
All right. So what are you going to do? You're going to launch the coaching business as an extension of your existing successful business. But you're not going to stop listing and selling houses. But what you will start doing is you're going to create a curriculum or create some type of program, whether you want to test it online or offer it to existing real estate professionals who are maybe in their first year or two, people who are looking to get established, and maybe they see you as somebody who's successful, and you're going to go person to person, right? It's by mouth. People are going to talk about you. They're going to say, hey, let me tell you something. Larry, it's word of mouth. Sorry, I couldn't think. You're going to start coaching somebody maybe for free and just go, can I coach? Can I use you as kind of like a pilot program? And I'm going to coach you. And in return, if what I do really helps boost your sales. Would you be willing to endorse it? You know, whatever you're going to end up doing. But remember, Larry, I'm saying you're doing this on the side, or you're doing this as additional work. So you're not in any way sacrificing your current income. That's the only way I see you being a financial failure is if you go too soon all in. You won't go into coaching all in until you get to the point where the coaching business has replaced what you're doing now. But who says you got to ever get rid of the selling real estate as a part of your overall business? So that's what you have to look at, is the reality, the truth, which is the opposite of fear. Fear is a liar.
Yes, much of my encouragement comes from people that I'm already working with.
Exactly.
And helping and trying it. Because right now, I'm already licensed as a real estate instructor in the state of Alabama.
Great. So you're already qualified.
I'm a certified mentor with Brian Bethany.
Brian's one of my close friends.
Yeah. And I'm also a certified John Maxwell coach and trainer.
You know what the problem is?
That's why I'm calling.
The problem is actually not fear of failure. Because everything I just said made total sense to you, correct?
Yes.
There's no chance you're going to do that, correct?
Absolutely.
You know what you're really afraid of? Is rejection. You're afraid of somebody saying, no, I'm not interested in your coaching. That's what I think.
Absolutely. That's correct.
Now I figured it out. Okay. Well, look. So let's expose that fear as well. Okay. If somebody says no to your coaching services, are you going to be laughed out of town?
No.
Somebody says no to your coaching services, will that affect your business on the other side of things? When people go, oh man, Larry's offering coaching. What a complete doofus. And you're going to be, you know, everybody's going to stop coming to you for your real estate services. Is that going to happen?
No.
Okay. Would your feelings get hurt a little bit?
No,
I actually think they will. Sure, they will.
Really?
Sure. If you try to offer your coaching services and a couple people turn you down, you might start to feel a little bad about yourself, but you're a big guy. You can handle that, can't you?
Oh, sure.
That's my point. What's the worst thing that can happen? Somebody says no? Okay, then. Big deal. Your feelings get hurt a little bit. You're a tough guy. You move on. You're afraid of rejection. You admitted it. And what I'm trying to do is walk you through what rejection actually feels like. It does sting a little bit. That's why you're afraid of it.
Yep.
Listen, if I get stung by a hornet today, I'm not afraid I'm going to die, but I am afraid of it stinging. I'm not looking forward to that. Right? But I'm going to survive the sting. And so will you. So we go, all right. Then that's just part of the deal. Hearing no's, Larry, is a part of you moving forward. So get over it. All right? You're qualified, brother. Start telling everybody you know. Start offering a couple free coaching videos on Instagram or Facebook or Twitter or whatever, all of the above, and LinkedIn. Start putting out some free content. Build up your reputation and come up with a pilot program and start offering the service and charge people. Come up with, do your homework and figure out what people are charging in your experience and marketplace. Figure out a fair price and don't look back. And don't worry about anybody saying no. Oh, that was fun. What we found out is everybody's afraid of failure. So, I get that. But what he was really afraid of is somebody going, no, I'm not interested. And you know how I know that? Because I was afraid to put myself out there. Hey, can I have a radio show? Hey, what about me on your station? I think I got some talent. And every time they told me no, it stung. But I'm here, baby. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Folks, the unemployment rate has skyrocketed, and because of that, the job market is more competitive now than ever before. If you've been laid off or you're just looking for a change, it's important that you're taking advantage of every tool out there to help you stand out in the hiring process. That's why I'm so excited to announce that my Get Hired digital course is on sale now. This is an online course with over an hour worth of video lessons that will walk you through how to stand out from the competition in your job search. We'll talk resumes, cover letters, preparing for interviews, and so much more. Plus, you'll get immediate access to my resume, how to win the interview, and how to follow up after the interview, plus career clarity. All of these are our Get Hired guides. All you need is a computer, tablet, or phone to watch, and you'll have access to unlimited replays of each lesson. If you're going to be looking for a job, you must do everything in your power to prepare, and this course will help you do just that. Go to kencoleman.com to buy the Get Hired digital course today. That's kencoleman.com. Helping you get unstuck and then getting on purpose in your life and work. This is the Ken Coleman Show. So excited to have you with us. Coming to you from Ramsey Studios in Nashville. 844-747-2577. 844-747-2577. Let's go to Coconut Creek, Florida next. Joshua is there. Joshua, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken. How are you doing?
Joshua, I'm living the dream, man. What's up?
Nothing much. I graduated about a year ago with my criminal justice and psychology degree, debt-free, which is awesome.
Nice.
I've been working with therapeutic foster care, and the goal is always to do mental health counseling, but I've really enjoyed going through the financial coach training and helping people get out of debt and counsel them on their financial future. And I've been wondering, how do I get more clarity on helping people with their mental health, or counseling people on their mental health, and counseling people with their financial.
Well, you've had a taste, if I understood, that first position that you've been for a year. What did you call that position again?
It's called a YDP with a therapeutic foster care.
Okay, so is that a form of counseling for those foster care kids?
A little bit. It's more like I'm living with them in the day-to-day.
Okay. But I mean, my point is, you're engaging in some counseling, and I'm guessing there's some mental health counseling as a part of that. It may not be all day long, but there's some of that, yes or no?
Yes.
So my point is, I think it comes down to a true comparison. Mm-hmm. Option A, option B. And I think it's okay to be interested in both. Which one is higher up the heart chart is really what it comes down to. Because you had a taste of the mental health. There's some why behind that, but now you've had a taste of this financial coaching and the idea of counseling. Both are a representation of what I mean when I say there's more than one job, more than one career path in your sweet spot. I would say both are in your sweet spot. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I would agree.
Okay, so which one moves your heart more? Which one gets you most excited?
I'd say, honestly, the financial.
Yeah, I'm not surprised by that at all. Is there a little tinge of guilt about that?
A little bit.
Tell me more. Why? Why are you slightly guilty about that?
It's because I've always kind of enjoyed helping people and kids out of kind of tough situations, and it kind of saddens my heart a little bit to maybe leave that.
Yeah. That's good. That's good. But aren't you going to be doing things if you go into full-time financial counseling and coaching that will make the lives of kids better because of helping their parents actually understand money or get out of, you know, potentially family-crushing debt?
That's true.
What you have to do is realize that you are still making a difference if you leave one people group. Because that's essentially what you're saying. I feel bad. I've always wanted to help them. I know I can help them. And if I walk away from this particular field, I am in some way walking away from a people group who really need help. That's how you have framed that.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't sound right when you hear me say that back to you, does it?
No.
You're not walking away from them. What are you doing?
I'm still going to help them.
Well, you're walking to other people to help those people.
Yeah, exactly.
And this is part of the process of you and everybody else going through this idea of a little bit of discovery here. You're clear that you want to help people, and largely through counseling, right? Mm-hmm. Counseling, coaching, guiding. That's really who you are. But you get to pick the people you most want to help. But what if I told you that you don't have to completely walk away from helping kids that struggle with stuff? What if I told you that? What if you could do both?
That'd be awesome.
Well, who says you can't do both? Because you're going to have to build up this financial coaching thing on the side. You're going to need a full-time job. Unless you go into full-on counsel, unless you go into what we would call a SmartVestor Pro, do you want to do investment advice and counseling and coaching on the investment side and retirement side, or do you want to just full-on financial coaching?
That's something I've been exploring, too, and getting to know different people about.
Great.
Because they're similar, but they're different.
Very different.
And
one is very lucrative. The other one is a straight-up entrepreneurial venture that's going to take some time to build up. You can go work for an established SmartVestor Pro in the Ramsey world and do pretty well. The financial coaching is you starting a business, and it's just like any other small business. You've got to build a clientele, and you do that one at a time. So I guess the point I'm making is, in the short term, you're going to have to do both, right? Because you're qualified and you've got the credentials and some experience in the mental health space. So that's your day job. Your dream job is the financial coaching. Well, you're going to launch that really soon, and you're going to try to build that up. Eventually, you hope to build that up, and I believe you will, to the point that it replaces your current day job salary. Okay? And when you do that, now you're a full-time financial coach. At which point you do a shift, but you don't walk away completely. Who says you can't volunteer and be in the mental health space and love on kids? Who says you can't do it part-time? You don't have to completely walk away. You could be a full-time financial coach and a part-time mentor for young kids. So that's my point. I want you to see it that way. It's a both and. And I don't want you to have any guilt at all, because you're such a good dude, man. A good dude. You're going to really help a lot of people in both of those areas. 844-747-2577. Let's go to Hazel in Modesto, California. Hazel, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. Thank you for taking my call.
You bet, Hazel. What's up?
Hi. So my question is, well, I've been working with this company. Like right now, I've been working for 8 months with them. They hired me within a month being a temp. They really like me, so they decided to hire me, and they promised me a position in accounting, but unfortunately, I'm not really doing what they promised me to. So I got an offer for a job just yesterday. I got a call. It's a less-paying job, but I'm thinking that this is what I really, you know, it's more of the things that I wanted to do, like the accounting side. That would be more.
How much less does it pay you than you're currently making?
Kind of a lot.
I love that answer. Kind of a lot, which, by the way, is impossible. Like, it can't be kind of. It's a lot.
It's a lot.
How much? How much different?
I would say like $600 less.
Okay, how's
$600
that?
$600 less.
All right, how does that affect your real budget? Does that make you really tight, or can you make some sacrifices that are well worth it and absorb that?
My husband is actually very supportive about it, and we're just completing our 3 to 6 months emergency fund.
Okay, so I know he's supportive, but does it make you guys tight, or is it just kind of something that you can absorb with a couple of changes?
We can absorb it, yes.
Then I'm okay with it. I'm okay with you doing it, because only if that's going to lead you, though, back up. So it gets you on the right ladder, but it needs to be a ladder, meaning you can see some growth there, whether it's in this new building or externally, because now you got the viable and valuable accounting experience that will allow you to get a better paying job. So if it puts you on a ladder and you guys can absorb it and Hubs is all in, yes, take it.
But I have a follow-up, though.
Okay, go. We got about a minute.
Okay, I'm a military spouse also. So this job that I am in right now, they know my situation. But for the new one, I mean, the job offer that I got, they don't know that I am a military spouse. And I think I'm kind of scared to take that, because, you know, like, they know that I'm going to be leaving, and I'm only going to be here in this area for like 3-4 years.
Well, then here's the deal. Then before you accept it, tell them, say, hey, just heads up. If you feel like you got to tell them, then tell them. I just don't know. I'm trying to overanalyze that. Here's what I'd say. Tell them. Just say, hey, FYI, my husband's in the military.
Okay.
But I just wonder why you feel you have to tell them that.
I don't know.
You're not leaving six months from now. Yeah, I got to tell you. I'm going to let you decide. This is the Ken Coleman Show because it's about you all. I'm going to let you decide on that one. But yeah, I would take it. I don't know why you have to disclose something like that. It's not a big deal. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Ken Coleman Show continues from our Ramsey Studios in Nashville. Thrilled to have you with us as we continue to help men and women get clear so they can get qualified, get connected so they can get started, get promoted so they can get the dream job, to give themselves away. We believe that work is honorable and work is necessary, and work is about giving our contribution to make the world a better place. 844-747-2577. 844-747-2577. Scott's up next in Nashville, Tennessee, right here in our backyard. Scott, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. Thanks for having me here.
Yeah, man. What's up?
Hey, so quick question, or kind of a quick question. I'm looking to pursue management within my company, and I just need to know if I need to continue with this, or do I need to pursue outside other companies or other industries?
Well, I guess my first answer is both. You look outward and you look inside. But I feel like you've got some more information to give me to tell me why you're asking me that.
Yeah, so just kind of give a brief rundown. I work in a customer service industry for a national company. And my manager, and I believe he really wants me to move up within the company because I've told him I would like to. And, you know, he's helping me, training me, and I've gone through an application process with the company for the same position as him. I spoke with both the branch manager and the regional manager. Branch manager seems like he wants me to move up as well, and the regional manager seems like that as well. But unfortunately, you know, didn't get the position, and kind of find out they went with somebody outside the company at the behest of our regional manager. You know, and I'm plainly qualified for the company or for the position. And also, you know, one of the top performers within our branch. And I'm just kind of curious, like, should I try pursuing with that company? Like, because it seems like I'm getting one answer and then actually getting a different response on it.
Well, is that in fact the case, or are you just talking about the result itself? Meaning that you applied, they've been training you, they said they were open to you moving up, and you threw your hat in the ring, and then they went with somebody else. Is that just the result telling you that, or are they giving you double talk?
Well, it's a little bit about the result. I was told, you know, they went with somebody else, but I had to dig for that information, and then also to kind of find out through other coworkers that are very reliable, you know, informing me that, you know, it was the regional manager saying, hey, you know, I want to go with somebody outside the industry.
Yeah. Well, then I think you got some good evidence there, and I think you look outward. Yeah. Yeah. But I tell you, until I found something, I would keep a really good attitude, and I'd go, hey, I'm still in. I want to prove it.
All right.
What can I do to prove it? You know, you still stay in that humble, hungry, smart, that ideal team player zone that my friend Pat Lencioni writes about in his book, and you still stay that person and say, yeah, I'm disappointed, but hey, I'm not deterred, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's your message to the leaders in the company. But absolutely, you're looking outside aggressively because you want to lead people. So there is something to this that it feels like you're not getting all the answers, but I wouldn't necessarily assume that they don't like you. The regional manager just may feel like there was a better candidate for that particular position. But yeah, you know, I liken this. I'm a big sports guy. I love sports. I liken this to a player on one team, you know, a pro team in one franchise who feels like they should be starting and they're being told all the things and they're doing all the things, and yet they're just not getting the opportunity to play a lot. And instead of being a cancer in the organization, they have a good spirit. They work on themselves. They know that they're going to get a better opportunity somewhere else. They buy their time. They get another opportunity. And they step into a new team, different coach, which is different leadership, and that leader and that coach see something in them, or they get an opportunity for a fresh start alone, and they prove themselves. And then, you know, the rest is history. And I think that's your story. And I think you got a great future in front of you. So, yes, stay for right now until you find something else. And be looking aggressively, man. Absolutely. Appreciate the call. And you know what? Scott will get there. Scott will get there if Scott does not allow this rejection to turn into a personal narrative that, well, they're against me, or I'm just not good enough. That's where you can go in these moments, as opposed to saying, you know what? It's a not yet. It's not a no. It's a not yet, and it's a not here. That's how you got to handle the no's. Take them. Let's receive them. But keep moving forward. Ken Coleman Show continues from Ramsey Studios in Nashville. Thrilled to have you with us. We get so many calls every week, every month about, hey, Ken, I just don't know what I want to do. So we created a free guide called the Career Clarity Guide, and it essentially walks you through what I do with callers. When we are in that stage one of getting clear, we look at the three clarifying questions. What do you do best? Think talent. What work do you love to do most? You're passionate about it. And then what results of your work matter most to you? That's your mission. Where talent, passion, mission intersect, that's your sweet spot. And inside of the sweet spot is that unique role. And you play that role in multiple jobs or career paths. It's just a lot of freedom inside that clarity. So the Career Clarity Guide is at kencoleman.com. Click on resources. It's right there. 844-747-2577. Orlando, Florida is where we go next. Joshua is there. Joshua, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken. I just thank you for all that you guys are doing.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Appreciate it, man.
So I've called before, okay. And the advice you gave me actually helped me get on track. So right now my sweet spot is using my skills of coaching, pastoring, visionary, and communication skills to help people discover what they were created to do, who they were created to be, and help them get there.
Well, so that sounds a lot like the Ken Coleman Show.
It does sound a lot like the Ken Coleman Show, and I have thought that many, many times.
Okay, what's going on?
But I have had this, the Lord has put this dream on my heart since 2009. So I kind of feel like I've been fighting towards this dream since 2009, but it wasn't until 2 years ago I kind of got into the proximity of people who are doing what I'm doing.
Okay.
And so my vision is a church that doubles as a community center. So I want to plant a church, but during the week when we're not doing church functions, it would be helping people discover what they're good at, teaching them the skills, and then maybe have some businesses attached to that that they can kind of
fast
track right into.
I dig that.
So that's thanks. So since COVID happened, I have actually made it a point. This whole year, I kind of set a goal to learn as much as I possibly could. So when COVID struck, I actually set up a bunch of meetings with over 10 church planners, and I've just been picking their brains and interviewing them. And I'm also working in county parks and recreation right now and have been doing that for 2 years.
Okay.
However, I'm kind of at this place where we're on baby step three. And I know you talked about that dream fund, so I guess that's kind of baby step three. So we're trying to get that 9 to 12 months.
Yeah.
So I'm just trying to find a job that I can make more in to take some stress off my wife.
Gotcha.
So we can kind of move closer to where we want to go. But I can't seem to find any jobs in this kind of vicinity that are really going to pay me any more than I'm making now.
Well,
I was kind of hoping you could help me.
Okay, so let me challenge you. I don't think that you have to have a job in your chosen field if you are limited in what you can make, and then in order to get where you want to go, you got to make more. So I'm okay with a day job if it sets you up to get to the dream job. So right now, you need more money. And the reason you need more money is to be able to build up that safety net so that when you go plant this church, you've got some backup if your support is low or you don't get as much support as you need. So I wouldn't be, you know, limiting yourself by saying, well, I want to stay in kind of this community involvement and all that. I have to only work there. No. But I also wonder if you don't just add a part-time job or multiple part-time jobs for a season to just, you know, stack some money. Because at some point, you're going to get into full-on fundraising in the form of support to start this church, I'm guessing. Correct?
Correct.
Yeah, so, you know, I would wait until COVID. I can't even believe I'm saying this. I don't know what in the world's going on with this thing. Because people are just so daggum scared that we've all lost our collective minds. As a country, we've just lost our minds.
Yeah.
So I don't know when people are going to start acting a little bit normal again. Maybe we've jumped the shark and it's never going to happen. I refuse to believe that. But, you know, who knows? So I would sit tight in this environment and I would be working hard on A, saving money, B, building relationships that could turn into support when the timing is right to launch the church.
Okay.
My point is, I'm setting you free. If the goal is to make more money so that you can actually pursue the dream quicker, then who cares where the job is? Just go do it.
Gotcha.
Make sense?
Right. Okay. Yes.
And listen, I'm proud of you, man. I like this vision. And can I just challenge you on something? I would, if this is the vision to have a church that doubles as a community center, then I would not get into the normal game of trying to build a building. You know, just as a church and maybe some business partnerships from get-go, lease a space that doubles and you don't have the burden of debt. You're never going to have the burden of debt. You don't care about the debt because all it is a building that is dual-purposed. And I love the idea of the community leaders being involved and the church just operating as a church as it relates to all the people on the weekend or whatever nights you have stuff. But during the day, it's community-based. So you don't need a building, which means you don't need a ton of capital. And just really do this thing on a shoestring and meet small for a while. Also be okay not having the community center aspect of it right away too, if you need to build your base. So just be patient is my point. This is a great vision. 844-747-2577. Casey's on the line in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Casey, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. I was calling for your advice on how to, I guess, inform my employer of me leaving. I have been offered an opportunity that I think will lead me to my sweet spot, and we are like down people being out with coronavirus, and so I mean, I just really think this is a good opportunity.
Yeah, great.
As of right now, they don't need me to start until September, but it may be sooner than that. So I guess, how should I handle that?
Are you concerned that if you were to tell your leader today that you're taking this job and it starts in September, that they'd get upset and just fire you and then put you in a kind of a tight financial spot for a couple months?
I don't know that they would fire me, but I am, I guess, fearful of retaliation from supervisors.
Yeah, so that's because of the culture. You've got some evidence to come to that belief.
Yeah.
Well, then I would just give 2 weeks' notice. So I wouldn't start now, because right now, as of right now, based on what you told me, you won't start until September. So 2 weeks would be August 15th. I'm just ballparking it.
Mm-hmm.
Correct?
Correct.
Now, if this new company, so you can say yes. So take the new job and say, I want to give 2 weeks. I'm not going to give any more than 2 weeks. So if that changes, just know that my start date, I'll start when you want to, but do your best to give me heads up. I'd like to leave well and give 2 weeks.
Right.
And then you give 2 weeks, and then you don't have to worry about retaliation.
I guess for the 2 weeks.
That's not on you. Obviously, that's not a healthy place.
Right.
You know what? If they're going to be jerks about it, you could give 2 weeks, and if they start retaliating, guess what you do? Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Day one, the first day, the first time they retaliate, you're out. You don't owe them any more than that. So don't think twice about that. Give the 2 weeks. If they start treating you poorly, you're done. You're out. This is still America, and you're still free.
Yeah.
Okay? Hey, I'm excited for you, Casey. You got
me too.
You got a gig. You got a gig that's putting you on the path of your dream job. How does that feel?
Awesome, and I can't wait.
Good for you. I'm so proud of you. So proud of you. You're a good person. You don't owe them any more than 2 weeks. I know what you're thinking, though. I still want to leave well. They're down people. Well, you know what? Without telling anybody and making an announcement, you can start training and start preparing people to be prepared for you leaving without ever telling them. You can still help them and still leave well. Our time is almost up. But before I let you go, remember, you matter and you do have what it takes. Thank you so much for joining us. Until next time, this is the Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to The Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following at Ken Coleman.
Hey, folks, I want to make sure you check out our other Ramsey Network podcasts like The Chris Hogan Show.
I am so excited to be able to talk to you all week in and week out. We're going to talk about your money, your life, your dreams, and your goals. You know why? Because I'm your coach. Whether we're talking about building wealth, paying off your home early, investing, paying for college, and guess what? How to become an everyday millionaire. We're going to focus on taking your calls because you matter to me. Together, we can do this.
The Chris Hogan Show is available wherever you listen to podcasts, or you can go to ChrisHogan360.com.